It's Full Metal Jackie on the show with us this evening. Lamb of God guitarist Mark Morton. How are you?
I'm doing well, Jackie. How are you? Thanks for having me.
Of course. Great to talk to you. We're here tonight to talk about your new solo EP, Ether, which is out now. And the songs on Ether are different from what's typically expected from you. What did you learn from your acoustic performances last year that led to a continuation with this EP?
Yeah, I mean, that was really kind of the catalyst was, you know, I put out Anesthetic last year, and in the course of, you know, the campaign for that, I got the opportunity to do these kind of showcase shows. I did one at the Sonic Temple Festival in Ohio, and then one at Download in the UK. And we just did these acoustic versions of the songs, and I hadn't really done anything like that before, and it was such a challenge and so much fun to do those stripped down sort of like different vibe, mellow kind of versions of the tunes, and it went over really well. So just kind of got my gears turning and, you know, had the acoustic in my hand a little more than usual, and came home and just started messing around with it and writing some songs. And then we had the idea to start putting Ether together and put together a tour of the UK kind of simultaneously around the same time that we released the EP, and just sort of made a thing out of it, made a theme out of it.
Lamb of God guitarist Mark Morton with us. We're talking about his new solo EP, Ether, which is out now. I want to play you a track from it. This one features Howard Jones, called Love My Enemy. Full Metal Jackie, Lamb of God guitarist Mark Morton with us. We're talking about his new solo EP, Ether, which is out now. And it includes covers of Pearl Jam and Black Crowes songs. How have non-metal bands influenced your playing in ways that you ultimately incorporated in Lamb of God?
Yeah, so that's the thing. It's kind of like, it's kind of one of those chicken egg things for me, because I've always played stuff that's not metal. I mean, I think people that have followed my career certainly, you know me from Lamb of God, and as being the thrash metal guitar player, and that is certainly a big part of who I am and a big part of my playing. But all along, even in the beginning, I've always been really into rock music and blues influenced classic rock and all that kind of thing. So I've really been playing like this stuff all along. Just only in the past couple of years have I guess found the opportunity or sort of pursued the outlet of releasing it, recording it and releasing it. So, yeah, I mean, it's interesting because there have been times when I've sort of infused some of that stuff into Lamb of God. I mean, I think there's some bluesier moments in some of the Lamb of God stuff, and there's some kind of that kind of like bluesy sort of swagger in some of our songs. But never to the degree that I'm doing on Anesthetic and Ether. And I don't, you know, some of the stuff I'm doing on the solo stuff just really wouldn't fit into the framework of Lamb of God. So it's been very liberating. It's been really exciting to have the opportunity to explore all that side of my playing that's maybe been a little pent up over the last, you know, over the years. And then when I go back to Lamb, you know, we just finished working on, we have a new album coming this year as well. And in the course of writing for that, I felt a real kind of clarity and a real ability to focus on what, you know, 100% the character and, you know, the style and what's correct for Lamb of God, and really sort of honor the legacy of that body of work that we've created with that as well. So it's cool. It gives me kind of an outlet for both sides and helps me sort of clean the slate across the board, really.
Mark Morton with us talking about his solo EP, Ether, which is out now. Quick break. Still to come, music from Iron Maiden, Motorhead, Slayer, Joss's weekly pick from The Pit, and more with Mark Morton coming up after this. It's Full Metal Jackie. Mark Morton is my guest on the show tonight, and you recently did a 5-day acoustic tour in the UK. How is the anticipation and preparation different when you're about to go on stage in that setting compared to the moments leading up to a Lamb of God show?
I'm going to be honest with you, Jackie. It's like, it's nerve-wracking for me. These are much smaller shows. When I do the acoustic shows, when I do the solo shows in general, they're smaller shows. But this sort of I guess you'd call it anxiety. It's just kind of this adrenaline and just kind of this nervous anticipation and excitement all sort of wrapped into one before these smaller shows. It really reminds me of like when I first started performing and when I first started playing in front of people, because it seems new again. It seems fresh. It seems like a different kind of experience for me, a little out of my comfort zone, I guess, is really what it is. And that is a thrill to me. With Lamb, it's not that I don't take it seriously. It's not that it's not important. I'm just so accustomed to playing so many shows with Lamb of God, and we've done it for so long that I'm very much in my comfort zone, and I can be and have been in front of 100,000 people with that band, and I feel safe and confident and cool, and that's good. But when I'm, you know, in front of 200 or 300 people with the solo thing, I'm just nerves are rattled. I kind of get a thrill out of that. I kind of enjoy it. It makes it feel new and fresh again.
It's Full Metal Jackie. Coming up this hour, the Death Clock Brutal Pick of the Week. Also new music from British Lion, Kveller Talk, and more with my guest, Mark Morton of Lamb of God. It's Full Metal Jackie, Lamb of God guitarist Mark Morton on the show with us tonight. His new solo EP, Ether, is out now. And Mark, you built your career on aggressive, heavy music. How has writing and playing acoustically challenged your sensibilities as a musician?
I think over time, my shift in writing and in songwriting has been from writing the riff to writing the song. And even in the course of Lamb of God, you know, obviously I still write a lot of riffs for the band and the songs are composed of that, but it's less about the guitar part now and more about the overall song composition. So I think in that sense, as I've matured as a player, I've sort of become more of a songwriter. And I think, you know, hopefully that's reflected in some of the solo stuff too. It's really just continuing that pursuit of trying to grow as a songwriter, because that's really where it's at for me these days is the song.
Full Metal Jackie, Mark Morton from Lamb of God with us. His solo EP, Ether, is out now. And coming up next, new music from Steve Harris of Iron Maiden's other band, British Lion. We'll have the Death Clock Brutal Pick of the Week and more with Mark. It's Full Metal Jackie, Mark Morton on the show with us tonight. And we've been talking about your new solo EP, Ether. It's out now. Let's talk about Lamb of God. There's a new Lamb of God album in the works, the first with a new drummer. How did the relationships between the rest of the band benefit from welcoming Art and helping him acclimate to your band family?
It's been a really awesome experience bringing Art into the fold and watching him, you know, find his place in all of this and in the process of doing the new album. We've done a lot of albums together as Lamb of God. We've been around for a number of years. And again, it's not that it becomes something you take for granted necessarily, but you become accustomed to the process and you become accustomed to the scope of things of working within a band like Lamb of God. For Art to come in and have it all be very fresh and very new and some of the experiences be sort of first-time things, and at least on a level that he, you know, hasn't really operated at before. It's kind of a thrill to see him take that on and see him rise to the occasion and see him deliver like he has. He's such a phenomenal drummer. So that's been a real joy. And, you know, it's just been kind of a relief, I think, for us to get settled back in and kind of re-solidify where we are and what we're doing and start writing and feel really great about what we're doing creatively and really excited about turning it out into the world.
Pick up Mark Morton's new solo EP, Ether. It's out now. Mark, thank you so much for being on the show. It's great to catch up with you again.
Thanks for your time, Jackie. I really appreciate it.
Stick around because we've got music from Judas Priest, a new Kveller Talk tune, and more up next.